Hey. Welcome to another episode, the final episode of 2020 of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. As always, I am your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner, where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. All right, guys, we are here. It is the end of 2020. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I don't know if you are aware, but it's been exactly 1 year since I started this podcast. It feels great. Thank you all for tuning in. I just got a notification a few weeks back that I've received 1,000 downloads. So feels great. Again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing. All right, let's jump right in. I mentioned last month that I'm going to be answering a question at the beginning of each episode from now on. So the question is from Ron from Phoenix. He asks, how often should I be updating my negative keyword list? All right, so I do have an episode on that. So make sure Ron or anyone else who's listening, if you wanted to check that out, can. If you start a brand new campaign from scratch, no matter what industry you're in, you know, obviously we're talking about pest control here, but no matter what industry you're in, I like to check the negative keywords every day for the previous day. It's a little excessive, I know. And again, I'm a marketer, so of course I'm going to be doing that. You guys probably have a lot other things to do for your business. So it's hard to check it every day. But essentially, if you do not check it every day, you're literally losing money and you continue to lose money on bad search terms. So if it's a new campaign, check it every day. After about a month or so, you can probably go to weekly, you know, once the search terms get a little bit more refined. And then usually around 3 months, 3 to 6 months, you could probably get away with doing it monthly. But you kind of have to make that call based off of the search terms and how much of a quality search term it is. Keep in mind, Google doesn't show search terms. We had 2 episodes on this. So go through that and, you know, maybe look at Google Analytics and, you know, add in synonyms and things like that. All right. Hope that helps. Usually this time of the year is pretty slow, depending on what part of the country you're in. You know, business is a little slow. You're kind of just revamping everything, you know, probably refining some of your marketing strategies. So I've come up with a little checklist, a little holiday checklist on internet marketing that, you know, things that you could be cleaning up, things that you could be refining while business is kind of slow for this season. All right, let's jump right in. So the first thing we're going to talk about is keywords. You can really clean up your keywords. So the keywords that you're targeting, you know, you have the match types, which is fine. But what about the keywords that have very low impressions or no clicks? You know, I'm talking about at least look at the last 6 months or a year worth of data. And be like, you know, once you realize that a lot of these keywords have not been clicked on, you know, perhaps it's a good time to pause those keywords. Now, Google and the status column will tell you that this keyword has a low search volume. So those you can easily identify and pause. What I like to pause are keywords that do not convert. So if you've gotten, you know, I don't know, 15 clicks on a keyword at $10 a click, that's $150. But if you have zero conversions, then it's probably safe to say that it's not converting for some reason. You know, maybe keyword's not relevant, or maybe the variation of that keyword is kind of out there, you know, in the actual search term. Maybe your ad messaging doesn't make sense or not related. Maybe your landing page doesn't talk about that specific keyword. If you can identify an issue there, then try to fix it from that angle. If not, you know, just pause the keyword. Another thing you can do as it relates to keywords is add more keywords. So Google has a pretty good keyword planner. Maybe we'll have an episode on that in the future. But, you know, add more keywords that are related to, you know, look at Google suggestions and things like that. you know, maybe there's keywords that you hadn't even thought of that you could be adding. Be careful with the match types and stuff, but you know, it's probably a good idea to look at the data and add more. All right, negative keyword list. Technically, we should be doing that all the time, but I do have a couple of clients that I do consulting for, and you know, I have to really get on them about negative keywords, you know, especially if you're doing the Google Ads yourself. So maybe if you haven't looked at your negative keyword list in a while because you've been busy running a business, then this will be a good time to go through the negative keywords or update your negative keyword list, I should say. All right, update your ads. This is kind of cool. So if your program's been on for a little while, you know, especially your responsive ads, Google gives you some suggestions on what you should update your title and description to. And, you know, it's funny, usually I never trust any robot to write stuff for me, but man, I've been in there the last couple of months and the sentences they come up with and the way they write it is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. It's like, wow, I couldn't even written this better myself. So go in there, go into the responsive ads and, you know, just click on like an open space for description and it will just pop up some options for you. So maybe you can update your ads, you know, kind of get your ad score up. Speaking of score, you've probably seen an optimization score in Google Ads. So essentially, if you go to your recommendations tab, you'll see a bunch of suggestions that Google offers. And depending on whether you think it's going to be relevant or not, you can apply majority of these. So go through them, understand them, see what it is, and then apply them and get your optimization score up. That will kind of make your program work a little better. Clean up your landing pages and your website. Right. So if your website is outdated, you know, maybe now would be a good time to kind of revamp it. But as always, I'm more concerned about conversion versus looks. You know, is there a nice large phone number on the top? You know, do you flex your reviews above the fold? Do you have a chat feature so people can contact you easily? Do you have a quick quote form above the fold? Right. These things really help with conversion. If you're paying for a click, or even if people are coming organically, you know, you want people to contact you as soon and as easy as possible. So perhaps you can kind of look at your website and your landing pages and make some changes there. Blogs. Blogs are awesome. You know, I never really was a big fan of blogs. You know, I'm not too much in the SEO realm myself, but for search engine optimization purposes, you know, go ahead and get 5 or 6 blogs written out. You don't have to post them right now, but you can get them all written out for now. Find the keywords that are being searched the most and write on those topics and then post them, you know, regularly throughout the year. Blogs do bring in a good amount of organic traffic. I've had a few clients that have signed up for our blog services and they're getting a ton of traffic. So, and it's great because it's, you know, organic free traffic. You don't have to pay for those clicks. So yeah. If you have some time, go ahead and write the blogs out for, you know, at least for the Q1 of next year. And the last tip that I have for you guys is a branding campaign. Now this, you know, we probably have to have a few episodes on this and you'd probably need to do your own research as well if you want to do this now. But, you know, you could start a display campaign or a YouTube campaign or a Facebook campaign. Have some sort of messaging and really target the right type of people, perhaps homeowners, perhaps people who are in market for pest control and things like that. And that's really something that can work well if you know what you're doing and you do it well and you really stay on top of it and refine it over time. But yeah, a branding campaign can work extremely well. If you do it well enough, it could really turn into like a lead generation for you. So yeah, a branding campaign, look into Google Display Network, YouTube ads, and Facebook ads. All right, that's it. I hope that list helped. As always, I'm Andy Patel of PCIM Podcast. If you have any questions, you can email me directly through the website at PCIMpodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next year.